Electrolysis of Molten Compounds 10-Minute GCSE Chemistry Podcast. Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that absolutely fascinates examiners, the electrolysis of molten compounds. This is specification point 1.15 for EdExcel, and it's one of those topics where understanding the mechanism really pays off in the exam. Now, if you've ever wondered how we extract reactive metals like aluminium from their ores or how we can break down compounds using electricity, this is the chemistry behind it. And here's the good news. Once you grasp the core principles, those 4, 5, and 6 mark questions become really manageable. So grab your notes and let's make this crystal clear. Let's start with the fundamental question. What is electrolysis? Simply put, it's the decomposition of an ionic compound using electricity. The word itself gives you a clue. Electro means electricity, and lysis means splitting apart. Now, here's the key thing that trips up so many candidates in exams. To conduct electricity, an ionic compound must be molten or dissolved in water. Why? Because in a solid ionic lattice, the ions are locked in fixed positions. They're held by strong electrostatic forces and simply cannot move. No movement means no charge carriers, and no charge carriers means no electrical conduction. But when you heat that ionic compound until it melts, everything changes. The lattice breaks down and suddenly those ions are free to move around in the liquid. This is absolutely crucial, and examiners love to test it. You must state that ions are free to move and that they carry charge. Both parts earn you marks. Let's talk about the setup. In an electrolysis cell, you have two electrodes, the cathode and the anode. Now, electrode polarity is something students mix up all the time. So here's your lifeline. Use the mnemonic PANIC, P-A-N-I-C, positive anode, negative is cathode. Say it a few times. PANIC, it works every single time. So the cathode is negative and the anode is positive. When you pass electricity through molten lead bromide, for example, the lead ions are positively charged, so they're attracted to the negative cathode. The bromide ions are negatively charged, so they're attracted to the positive anode. Opposites attract, just like magnets. Now, here's where the chemistry gets really interesting. At the cathode, the lead ions gain electrons. This is called reduction. At the anode, the bromide ions lose electrons. This is called oxidation. And there's a brilliant mnemonic for this too. Oil rig. Oxidation is loss, reduction is gain. Loss and gain of electrons, that is. Let's look at the half equations, because higher tier students, you absolutely need to know these. At the cathode, lead 2 plus ions gain 2 electrons to form lead atoms. The half equation is Pb wave y plus 2 amagorn gives you Pb comes out, that's reduction. At the anode, 2 bromide ions lose 2 electrons to form 1 bromine molecule. The half equation is 2BBi man gives you BiC plus 2EI monopes. That's oxidation. Notice something really important here. Bromine forms BiST, a diatomic molecule, not just Br. This is a classic mistake. Halogens always form diatomic molecules. Cl2, BiST, HiTS2. If you write BiMOs, gives you Br plus EMMO, you'll lose marks. So to summarize the core process, molten ionic compound, ions free to move, cations to cathode where they're reduced, anions to anode where they're oxidized, metal forms at the cathode, non-metal forms at the anode. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where you turn understanding into marks. First, command words. If the question says state, give a short factual answer. If it says explain, you need to say why or how and use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the compound conducts when molten because the ions are free to move and carry charge. That because is your friend. Common mistake number one, saying electrons move through the electrolyte. No, ions move through the electrolyte. Electrons flow through the wires in the external circuit, but inside the molten compound, it's all about ion movement. Common mistake number two, getting electrode polarity wrong. Remember PANIC. Write it in the margin if you need to. Common mistake number three, forgetting that molten electrolysis gives you the elements from the compound itself. There's no water present, so you don't get hydrogen or oxygen. If you're electrolyzing molten lead bromide, you get lead and bromine. That's it. And here's a top tip. If the question asks you to explain why a compound conducts when molten but not when solid, you must mention that ions are in fixed positions in the solid. Don't just say, ions can't move, without explaining why. Examiners want to see that you understand the lattice structure. Okay, quickfire quiz time. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question. 1. What does panic stand for? Positive anode, negative, is cathode. 2. What happens at the cathode, oxidation or reduction? Reduction. Cations gain electrons. 3. What does oil rig stand for? Oxidation is loss, reduction is gain. 4. Why can't solid ionic compounds conduct electricity? Ions are in fixed positions in the lattice and cannot move. 5. What product forms at the anode when you electrolyze molten sodium chloride? Chlorine gas, Cl2 Twe. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Electrolysis of molten compounds is all about understanding ionic movement and redox reactions at electrodes. Remember, ions must be free to move, cations go to the cathode and are reduced, anions go to the anode and are oxidized. Use panic for electrode polarity and oil rig for redox. Write balanced half equations with diatomic molecules for halogens. This topic is worth solid marks in your exam, and with the right technique, you can nail those explain questions every time. Practice those half equations, memorize your mnemonics, and always, always explain why ions need to be free to move. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep revising, stay focused, and good luck with your exams. You've got this.